Well, one of the things I love about having guests in studio prior to going on the year, we get to learn about a number of different things. We went from dissections to flu season to everything in between, so we were having all kinds of fun off the year. But for those that didn't have a chance to read Cindy Breda's story about you guys in the Chronicle-Telegram over the weekend, for those who don't know, what exactly is Buddy Up Tennis?
Buddy Up Tennis is an adaptive tennis and fitness program for kids and adults with Down syndrome. We are about providing a fun environment for the kids to play tennis while they also build some athletic skills, but it's also about social activities for the kids who a lot of times don't have other ways to socialize with peers or with typical kids.
Okay, well, very nice. And that covers a lot of different grounds. And if I'm not mistaken, the Lorain chapter started a few years ago, 2015, right?
That's correct. Actually, Buddy Up Tennis originated in 2008 in Columbus, Ohio, by a wonderful gal named Beth Gibson, who had a 3.5-year-old son with Down syndrome who would go with her to the racquet club. And Beth and the staff there at the tennis club wondered why her son couldn't play. So when they started looking into researching ways to teach children or adults with Down syndrome how to play tennis, they found out there was nothing out there. So they invented it, and from that came Buddy Up Tennis, and it has spread all over Ohio and some of the country.
So how did it get started locally here in Lorain? What was it that kind of put all this together locally here in Lorain?
I'm going to let Carolyn tell you that because she has been here from the very beginning as our best, our leading volunteer buddy.
Buddy Up started at a local tennis club in Lorain, and the owner was contacted by the organization because there is no location around us. Like Carol said, the closest location is in Columbus, and that's obviously a little too far, a little bit of a drive. So the owner was contacted by the organization asking if he would help sponsor a local chapter, to which he agreed. We found coaches. One of our supervisors she works at Marion L. Steele High School where I attend. So she sent out announcements asking for volunteers to help start, and 2.5 years later, here we are.
So what originally drew you to this, Carolyn? Because I would imagine there are a lot of rewarding aspects to this, but how did you hear about it, and what was it that originally drew you to it?
Like I said, one of our supervisors works at the high school, and she ended up putting a segment on it on our announcements page and reinforced that you don't need to have a tennis background to help volunteer. I've been on Amherst's tennis team since I entered high school, and I decided that it would be a really fun opportunity to improve my skills through teaching while also giving back to the community that helped me grow so much.
I would imagine that's got to be a blast for you. I mean, you've been there since the beginning of this thing. Talk about just how rewarding that is for you to be a part of that every day, not only to be able to teach people how to play tennis, but at the end of the day, teaching folks a chance to play tennis and be involved with this who normally wouldn't get a chance to do that without this program.
Buddy Up is one of the things I look forward to every weekend. It's nice to be able to be confident enough to help someone, especially in such a critical aspect of the game, but it's really rewarding to see someone like have their face light up when they master something that they weren't able to get beforehand. For example, when you hit a volley, you have to step with your opposite foot in order to get like a more precise stroke. And this one child was having a really hard time getting it. And so we stopped and we just started practicing, you know, you reinforce the step and then you start adding the ball. And then finally he was able to hit 3, 4, 5, up to about 15 balls in a row over the net, nice, clean, powerful strokes without any difficulty. And his face, it was like you would have given him a Nobel Prize. He was so excited and it was so rewarding to see.
That's very cool stuff. That's an awesome story and just one of many examples, I'm sure, as to just how people benefit so much from this program. And, you know, being a part of this since day one, how do you think this has grown over the last few years? I mean, you mentioned the closest chapter was down in Columbus, which is a little bit of a drive, so clearly it's provided a lot to this area.
It has. When we started, we had a hard time getting enough volunteers with the large amount of athletes that we have, and since then I've been able to bring a lot of people from my school together. I have a lot of teammates that come and help. We get people from Oberlin College who come, and they'll come spend their weekends and volunteer. And then, so once people started coming more and more regularly, you can see the athletes like establish a nice relationship and a steady relationship with these buddies. And so it makes us look forward to coming and seeing our friends as much as it makes them excited to come see their friends and learn tennis.
Very cool stuff. Again, Carol and Carolyn joining us here from Buddy Up Tennis in Lorain here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. About how many are involved? I mean, how many volunteers are involved with this process, and about how many people are involved in the program in general?
I would say on a weekly basis, we have anywhere from 7 to 10, sometimes 11 athletes, and we usually have at least that many buddies, but lately we've been having more buddies. It has really caught on, and the word of mouth is bringing more and more buddies, and sometimes with the kids that need more help, we're actually getting to have two buddies with one athlete, and it's just great to give them that much attention and help.
And I'm sure you can never have too many volunteers. I'm sure you guys are actively looking for volunteers. When you're searching for volunteers, what kinds of things are you looking for?
We're just looking for people who want to come out and have a good time teaching kids and adults with Down syndrome how to play tennis. You don't have to have any tennis experience. You just have to want to come out and play.
Okay, well, simple enough. If you want to come out and play, it's a great place to go. So for our listeners out there who are wondering how to get involved, what can they do to do that?
Well, we have we can always be contacted through our email address, which is lorain@buddyuptennis.com. We have information. We also have a Facebook page that will be up and running very shortly. But you can also go to the national website, which is buddyuptennis.com, and that is originated in Columbus, but then we all get information from that as well.
And you guys also have a fundraiser coming up next month, February 12th, if I'm not mistaken, at Chipotle. What are the details here?
Well, as you can imagine, we're a nonprofit, and there are expenses involved in running a program like this, and so there's always the fundraising component. So next month, as you said, on February 12th, we are having a fundraiser through Chipotle in Amherst, the Levitt Road Chipotle, and it's from 4 until 8. You can either get the flyer off our webpage, or you can just show up and say, I'm here to support Buddy Up Tennis, and 50% of their proceeds from that night will go to Buddy Up Tennis. So come on out, bring all your friends, bring your family, and enjoy some great food at Chipotle.
Very cool stuff. Well, I want to ask you guys again about some moving stories that you guys have witnessed. You know, Carolyn, you mentioned one already, but that's one of the cool parts about an organization like this, the fact that you experience so many things from day to day, witnessing how you make a big difference in somebody's life, just being a part of a cool organization such as this. Are there any other stories that kind of come to the top of your mind as far as, you know, when you're there and you're a part of this program? And you see how big of a difference that you make in somebody's life. Are there any stories that stand out?
One of our athletes, I go to school with him. I've been in the same year as him since probably about first grade. So I've grown up with him. I've had him in a few of my classes, but like as Buddy Up started, I would say hi to him in the hall, and he'd be, "Oh, hey, how are you doing?" Whereas before, it would just be a simple like, "Hi, how are you?" He's more excited. I can see that when he's with friends, he laughs a lot more. He's just overall. It seems like he's improved and he's gotten a lot more happy in his life.
So certainly the social skills have absolutely improved, no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
And I would imagine that's a lot of what you guys want to do also. I mean, it's as you mentioned, Carol, it's more than just about tennis. I mean, you could have zero tennis experience, but you can come to something like this, and it just seems like there's some sort of commonality there. It really helps the social aspect of things.
We hear a lot from the buddies that they get more from this tennis program than the athletes do, because the athletes they just have such warm hearts, and they will just melt the heart of anybody they work with, and we hear that consistently from our buddy volunteers.
And about what kind of age range are we looking at?
Actually, our program starts at the age of 5 and goes all the way through adulthood. So our youngest athlete is 5 years old, and he is the cutest thing you've ever seen. He's from Oberlin. And the oldest participants that we have right now are in their early 20s.
Okay, wow. So that's a pretty big age range then. That's interesting. So have you had any experience with kids who are getting close to that college age that play this and just seem to kind of keep coming back, because there's really kind of a brotherhood or sisterhood? They keep coming back every single week because they love the environment.
They do. This is for a lot of them, this is one of the biggest components of their social life. And not only do they get to be with their friends that have Down syndrome, they get to be with typical kids and become friends with the typical kids, which is not, there are not a lot of great opportunities for that out there for the kids.
That's cool. And I guess, you know, now that we're looking at, you know, this being the third year for this here in Lorain, what kinds of things would you like to see happen to the program in the future? You know, moving forward, obviously the fundraisers are a big part of this to try and get you guys to do some things that maybe you weren't able to do before. What are some of those things you would like to see the program do moving forward?
Well, we're always looking for more athletes, and as we grow in athletes, we also have to grow in buddies. So anyone who is interested in either of those aspects, the athletes can, like we said before, be of any age, and they can come from anywhere in the greater Cleveland area. There is actually a program in Akron, and that's between Akron and Columbus. Those are the next closest, so we can draw from anywhere, and anybody can come to our program. You don't have to be in Lorain County or in the city of Lorain.
Okay. Well, and Carolyn, for somebody that's out there listening right now that's in your shoes, you know, wondering what are the benefits of being involved in a program like this, clearly you've been there since the beginning, so you know all about that. What can you say to them?
Honestly, don't be afraid to come out and at least try it. Give it a shot. I mean, personally, I think if you come, you're going to want to come back, and you're going to look forward to it all the time. But like we've said, you don't need a tennis background. You just need to be able to, you just need to want to give back, and that's all that matters.
Very awesome stuff. Well, Carol, before we let you go here, I want to give you one more opportunity to give us the details one more time of the fundraiser, and also for our listeners who want to know how to get a hold of you and get more involved in the program, how can they do all of that?
Okay. Our fundraiser is with Chipotle. It is on February 12th from 4 until 8. The only thing is that you cannot order online. You have to come to the Chipotle in Amherst on Levitt Road to participate. And if you don't have a flyer, just when you get to the cash register, tell them that you're there for the Buddy Up Tennis program, and they will allow you to participate by providing 50% of everything that they make that evening during that time period to Buddy Up Tennis. And further, I would just like to mention that if there are any corporations or private individuals out there who would like to support our program, we're always looking for additional sponsors, and you can contact us through our email at lorain@buddyuptennis.com, or you can go to our national website, which is buddyuptennis.com. If you would like to donate, just write /donate, and that will provide support to our athletes.
Very simply put, don't forget about that fundraiser at Chipotle. It's going to be on February 12th. Carolyn, thank you guys so much for coming in studio. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.